One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your 1 euro per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? It's a little secret Sauce on the Side episode.
I love it.
I feel like this one deserved it.
Yes, very much so.
I need to be careful about this one as well, because this is mother-in-law related madness, but it's also just madness full stop. And I feel like some of the behaviours in this would have legal ramifications for the individuals involved.
Completely.
So I need to choose my words wisely and also my tone, just so that this episode isn't retrospectively pulled up in a court of law. Sorry.
What?
I've got news.
Go on.
Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
They got in touch with me.
Go on.
To apologise.
It's amazing.
So, as some of you will know, there was a bit of a... I had a bad experience in Dublin Airport when I was travelling over to Michael's wedding 3 weeks ago. And for the first time in my life, well, obviously I mentioned it in the podcast, but I actually filled out one of those complaint forms. And I went through the whole process of reporting and making a complaint because I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I was... Such was the extent of my fury and whatnot. And I got a missed call last Friday and was like, hi, I'm the duty manager in the customer care team. Would like to have a word. And I was like, okay, picked up the phone, called them back. And they were like, listen, we've read your thing. Would you like to just explain to us again what happened? And I did. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're really sorry. That's not good enough. And I was like, oh my God, thank you very much.
That's amazing.
And then,
go on.
As a gesture of goodwill, give me a voucher for 150 quid.
Let's go.
So there you go.
Let's go.
I was like to him on the phone, man, that is, firstly, the apology would have been enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The apology would have been more than enough.
Because then you feel exonerated.
Oh, I just needed to be heard. That was all I, 100%. And by the way, even on the day in the airport, I just wanted to be heard.
Yeah.
And I have, as you know, and as many people know, like every Irish person has flown with Aer Lingus for most of their lives. And Aer Lingus are the top dogs when it comes to generally customer treatment.
Totally.
Which is why I was so surprised. But lo, they come through.
Oh, great to hear.
It actually makes me almost like Aer Lingus more than I did before the thing.
I'm with you.
Do you know what I mean?
Complete. Because when things go wrong...
Things can go wrong.
Yeah.
And that happens.
But how people deal with it.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like our thing about people who don't apologise. If someone's willing to apologise, bang, you actually like them probably more than whenever they committed the first slight.
Completely.
So there you go. Fair play to Aer Lingus. And it's also a lesson, by the way, guys. If you've had a bad experience somewhere, just do actually fill out the forms. Yep. Because sometimes it helps. Nevertheless... I received this message last week when we were doing the roast of mother-in-laws, and I'm going to read it out to you here. But I also have a voice note for him.
Okay.
The two people who have commented on the post, blah, blah, blah. Mark, please do a roast on mother-in-laws. I was afraid last year to share a story about my ex-partner's mother putting stuff in the dinner to make me really ill.
What?
I knew she was doing something, but I didn't know what. Then she let it slip in another conversation with her daughter about eye drops causing a really sick stomach. And that's when I knew that I wasn't going mad and she was actually poisoning the dinner.
Jesus Christ.
The next time we had dinner in her house, I swapped dinner with my ex without anybody seeing it. And guess what? He was the one about an hour later with a really bad stomach. When I told him when we got home, he got mad at me and said that I was completely in the wrong. That what I did was sly and I should have told him that I had swapped the dinners.
Insane.
Nothing at all about the fact of what she was doing. I never ate there again after that. And she would do loads of crazy shit, like letting herself into the house. Without, that is like, to say not... if she's trying to poison you, okay, not having a house key isn't on the spectrum. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure Hitler had a few unpaid parking tickets, okay? Do you know what I mean? It's completely... Paul Potts never returned his library books. Do you know
bastard.
What I mean? Add that to the list. Bring that up in The Hague. Like, come on. Had no explanation, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So she sends that in.
Okay.
I was shocked by it. Mm-hmm. Shared it on my stories. The world was shocked. She then sends me this. I asked her to send in her story, which we have. I'm just going to get straight into it and play that for you now. This is her story. Of course, by the way, we've altered her voice entirely in order for her to remain completely anonymous because this is such sensitive subject matter. So let's play it and then I'm going to talk it through with you because, listener, I'm generally on your side, as you know. However, I feel like there's more going on here than we know so far. Look, let me just have a listen to this and let me know. We'll talk to you afterwards.
My ex's mother, she wasn't my mother-in-law, but she was my ex's mother. And she was just crazy from the start. From the very first conversation I had with her the day after I met her first, she asked me what was wrong with me mentally that I wanted to be with her son who had children. He was separated. And what was wrong with me mentally that I didn't go out and find a man who didn't have children and wasn't separated and that I didn't have children of my own. And I was basically, well... bad. Well, medically, I knew the children weren't for me for a number of years. But the red flags were flying from the start. But the thing that really stands out is I started getting sick stomach and about an hour after eating dinner at the home case at her house. And I was like, this is really strange. Is it anxiety or is it nerves? Something. And we were having a conversation. There was a load of us sitting there another day and one of the children, one of her daughters, was having a problem with somebody taking their lunch in work. And I joked about putting chili flakes in the sandwich that I'll make sure they won't take it again. And she said about, oh, put eye drops into the sandwich that'll give them a sick stomach. And I looked directly at her and she looked at me and the look on her face said everything. Like, she knew that I had copped what the fuck she was doing with the dinners, but nothing was said. Nothing was ever said. But that was fine. The next dinner that I had at the house, I swapped my dinner with my exes without telling him that I was swapping the dinners. And about an hour later, he got sick stomach. And I was like, right, okay, this is 100% fact here of what's going on. She's actually trying to fucking poison me. And when we went back home, I said it to him, standing in the kitchen, that what had happened and why he got sick stomach. And he got angry with me. He said that it was really sly what I had done, that I should have told him that I was in the wrong. And I was like, do you hear yourself? Like, your mother's trying to fucking poison me. I mean, it was crazy shit. But it wasn't just that. When she'd be drinking, she'd get really fucked in the head. She'd start pretending to faint and flop down and all of this weird sort of shit. She'd start fighting with everybody. She'd start fighting, always start fighting with her husband. Like, she couldn't spend a night at her house by herself. She always had to stay with one of the children. She was just enmeshed into all of their lives. Like, really, really. It just scared the crap out of me how enmeshed she would let herself into the house and everything. Oh God, there's just so much. You need to do a full podcast. She would let herself into the house and everything when we weren't there. And then I happened to be there one day. She didn't realise I was there. And I said, like, what the hell are you doing? And she'd no excuse, but she managed to turn the whole family on me that, oh, I was in the wrong because I gave her a fright by being in the house when I shouldn't have been. And it was just, oh, Mark, it's just like I could give you a whole podcast, but I'd be afraid.
Okay. I'm so sorry to say this, but first things first, we need to discount absolutely everything in that voice note other than the poisoning.
Yes.
That is going to be the subject of this discussion.
Completely.
Everything thereafter, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure Oscar Pistorius didn't reply to a few people on Tinder over the years. Not relevant when you look at what he actually did. Okay?
Littered 4 years before.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, Oscar Pistorius famously stole a pair of socks from Debenhams in 2003.
No. Nope. Perfect crime.
Do you know what I mean? Very good. Very good. Well. One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side. So that's the focus of this is absolutely going to be the poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dear listener, subsequent to sharing, I need to be very careful here because I do not want to accuse anybody of anything.
Totally.
However, subsequent to sharing that on my Instagram, I then received an outpouring of messages from other people around Ireland who had read that exact story on a number of different websites online over the years. And if you Google it, I'm just presenting with you things as they have happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's Reddit threads from the last 5 years saying, I think my mother-in-law continues to poo.
Good.
Good stuff. The fibre is working. My mother-in-law continues to poison me. There is an article on Slate from January the 24th, 2024. Mm. My mother-in-law is poisoning me, giving me diarrhea. It doesn't say anything about eye drops, but it definitely says that she is poisoner. Then there's something from Marie Claire magazine in August 8th, 2019. And then there's something from Ask Polly on The Cut. So look, there are certain people who suspect that this caller, as it were, is making this up.
Mm.
But what I will say is that her voice note sounds very believable. And I suppose then in the context of the voice note, she does mention lots of other things that are quite specific to the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and I would never want somebody to send us in something and then we say, you're lying, because, you know, that's not fair.
That's not how it works.
It's not how this is about. And if, you know, if you're getting this off your chest, we want you to feel like, okay, if it's true, let's operate on the idea that it's true for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true, your mother-in-law should be in prison.
100%.
She should be doing a 25-year stretch.
Okay.
She should be in the chokey. Irish prisons don't have a chokey, do they?
I don't know.
No.
No.
I don't think you can do a 25-year stretch in Ireland either.
I think, is that around the maximum?
Longest ever Irish serving prisoner?
Go on.
Callum MacArthur.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Are you joking me?
Callum, no. Don't know.
Phoenix Park Murders.
Oh, is that his name?
I'm pretty sure it's Callum MacArthur.
Okay.
Hold on. Recently searched. why would that be my recently searched? Callum MacArthur nude. hold on. Wait there, was it Callum MacArthur? No, MacCallum MacArthur. Malcolm MacArthur. Fucking Egypt Megan. But yeah, double murder. And it's mad. Like, and he was then staying in the AG, the Attorney General's house down in Wexford and all that.
Mm.
And he got out of the Phoenix Park by driving behind the ambulance.
Wild.
With the murder victim, because his blood was all over the back. Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus.
And he's regularly seen in Dunleary. Anyway, longest serving Irish prisoner, I think. And maybe it's recently been... usurped
okay.
by another pervert. But So if that's true, a report should be made to the Gardaí.
100%.
If that's true.
Yes.
And I suppose, it's glad that the X is an X, although the X should have been made an X immediately after that.
100%.
The moment that there's a suspicion that somebody is tampering with your food in order to make you sick is when the police get involved, and or you sit down with your partner and you say, so you need to take dramatic action with your mother and towards your mother or against your mother, however way you want to frame it. And for me, for instance, that'd be a case where if my mother was poisoning my wife, it'd be like, goodbye, mum. Yeah. That's just the reality. And also it would be a case of we need as a family to have her sectioned or, you know, committed, because yeah, that behaviour is illegal, nefarious and lethal. You know what I mean? Potentially lethal.
You couldn't trust them. Like, you couldn't have them around kids. Like, you know, like,
no.
There's that is such a strong crossing of a threshold that, like,
oh!
You couldn't.
And she was literally just due to be doing the chefing at the Castleknock Country Fair as well. 60,000 burgers in one go. We arrived just on time as everyone's about, no, don't eat the burgers.
Why is there 60,000 eye drops here?
Next thing, we've got Waco.
Oh my God.
Or Jonestown. So, nevertheless, the Castleknock. So that's if that is true. I don't know if this is true. I'm sorry. My instinct is telling me. She says that the first time, so she's over at your man's house.
Mm-hmm.
She said she ate dinner and then an hour later she fell sick. And she's like, oh, that's really weird. I don't think that'd be my instant reaction if I fell sick after eating. Maybe that's just because I'm in my 30s and I've IBS. But yeah, feeling sick after I have eaten is sort of like Tuesday. Do you know what I mean?
It's a roll of the dice.
It's par for the course. Yeah. And also when, like, I had, as I said, like literally, I consumed more pigs last night. No, I can't. than an abattoir.
Ah,
do you know what I mean?
Lovely. Yeah.
Better than any sort of Temple Moor related. You know, I, like, the whole idea of being in someone's house and feeling a bit sick, I wouldn't immediately be going, they've poisoned me.
No.
Something nefarious or dubious is happening. I'd be going, well, maybe she didn't wash her mitts before stuffing the chicken or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be thinking after one bout of it.
Now, if it was repeated and you were the only person who was experiencing it, maybe. But you have to have a few occurrences.
But also, if you're in a normal, loving relationship, right? If you, for instance, were going to Kate's house and every time Maura cooked, you fell sick, you might say, Kate,
yeah,
this is mad, but the last three times I've eaten out of Maura's hands at the trough, when Maura's come up and stroked,
because they're from Kildare,
you know, when Maura's come up and stroked my underbelly whilst feeding me at the
tickle tickle
diggly, 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 diggly. Little mystery. She is smashing the bowl off the sink. Mystery. Tickle 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 tickle. Good stuff. I don't know who that's a slag against.
I don't know.
Everybody. Myself included. I'm going down with this ship. Bitch. Anyway. if you thought that somebody, if it was, you'd say it to your partner, you'd go,
you would.
I've been sick the last three times now we've eaten in your family home. I don't think you'd be going for the, you're right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the spuds under her plate, you know, yeah, the switcheroo.
The other thing that I find difficult is that would actually be a very difficult thing to accomplish in front of a group of people.
Like, really? Well, I would have thought as an alcoholic, I'm bloody used to plate spinning.
Hey, yeah, very good. But literal plate spinning.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah, wouldn't be able for it. No, thanks. You need to be Ganesh, you know, with experience waiting tables.
Yes.
You know, incidentally, not how Ganesh cut his teeth as a Hindu elephant.
A deity.
As a deity. Not just an elephant, by the way. Sorry, yeah. So that's not...
Talented. Yeah. Multifaceted.
Multi-talented. So that's not one of the skill sets he has in his trunk.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. So there you go. Calling back. I think... Okay, let me know, Beneath, real or fake. Let me know, Beneath, what you're thinking. If it's real, I'm really sorry that you had that experience.
Mm.
I'm also sort of curious as to eye drops. Are they that bad for you? Surely, because you're...
Water.
But you're also ingesting the eye drop anyway. The eye drop is going into your bloodstream via eye. So whether it goes in via eye or mouth, what's the difference?
I'd agree with that.
And does that make sense biologically? Can somebody tell me?
Kind of. I mean, it's in your blood.
It's in your bloodstream, but I suppose if you're swallowing it, it goes down your...
Gastro.
So there's no difference between the mouth and the eye then? Right, that...
We'll leave it there. I told you.
But Michael said on the podcast, it's the same thing. No, fuck.
No,
I'm going home. That's your little sauce on the side or in the eye, depending on the... There you go, my friends. I hope you have a beautiful day and a beautiful evening. Let us know, real or fake, beneath the show, and we will see you tomorrow for the regular roast. Much love. If you enjoy the show, click follow. Oh, sorry, no. Sorry, before we end the show today, I do have a bit of a... I'm looking to hire somebody part-time to join the roast office.
Let's go.
To basically do social strategy for YouTube. So, and potentially TikTok. I don't have a TikTok, but I'm going to need one for bits from the show. And then just all the Instagram roasts need to be migrated over to TikTok. But also, primarily the YouTube... YouTube and shorts, and having somebody with a YouTube strategy is what I want. So if you know anybody out there who's like social savvy and wants a part-time job, it'd be like probably 1 or 2 days a week, part-time basis, and you want to join the roast office and be part of the roast HQ, get in touch. It will be fully paid, and you'll be paid in money, not in experience or exposure or any of that nonsense. You'll be paid money, all above board. And last but not least, I champion creativity and ideas over experience. So if you don't have a degree in social media, that's not a problem. If you're just honest and you're smart and you're enthusiastic and you've loads of ideas and you're creative, get in touch, because I am looking to hire somebody basically by the end of July. So yeah, spread the word. Age does not matter, by the way. So whether you're at the beginning of your career or at the end or you're in between or whatever, doesn't matter. Get in touch. Okie doke. We'll see you tomorrow for the regular roast.
See you then.
On y va.